a discussion. Before the discussion, I want to ask the following. Pretty soon, each and every one, you hear Gershon, will be rewarded with great disturbances. Great disturbances. I don't scare anyone, I'm just telling you. Various forms of disturbances. To overcome those will be possible only by holding on to one another. Just like that. Just as Baal Salam writes to us in the article for the conclusion of the Zohar, the speech for the conclusion of the Zohar, where else? Remember the sources where he talks about it? That only when each will help his friend, a person cannot free himself from prison. All those things. In short, only by strengthening one another we'll be able to go through all those things. So that instead of a descent, we'll feel an ascent. Instead of a big descent before us, just like we come down, we go downhill in a car, and suddenly we lose the brakes, or the steering wheel is suddenly loose. Instead of that, we can ascend confidently in a good, nice way. And it's all coming so that we will be rewarded with, will be needful of our connection together. I'm asking you this, talk about it. How do you intend to hold on to the friends in such a way that the descent will become an ascent, or at least a plane? But not a descent, a fall, an accident, and so on, so forth. Please. Just like I'm going downhill and I discover that I have no brakes and I have nowhere to run to, but the speed is growing and I'm about to fall off the cliff. I'm trying to turn the wheel right or left. The steering wheel is disconnected from the wheels. Yeah, that's the state. The Creator arranged such things for me, and now I'm in a problem, in a bind. And there's no way out of it except for turning to Him, holding on to Him through the group. How do I prepare myself to be in contact, in connection with the group, which will certainly save me from all those games of the Creator with us? Very tough games. Please. How do I strengthen the connection with the society?
First of all, we have to acknowledge that losing the brakes, it's my pride. That in the meantime I'm saying, nah, everything's fine. So you have less control over the wheel. And the worst thing is that you think that you still have some kind of control over the wheel. So it's subordinating yourself to the 10. To invest in the friends in every possible way.
Practically, Rav, practically. We're not just saying words that everybody knows and it's all clear to everyone and we repeat it. Rather, practically, what advice can you give to yourself and to your friends? Practically, from day to day, you can go out and do it.
I think that the fact that we'll be in tents by framework will strengthen the foundations. This is the most important thing, that practice has to begin with the basic structure. When a person has nothing, he's lost, he has this basic structure, the duties, the roles, the framework, this is practical. And what we'll have to add to this is connecting the hearts, realizing the advice of Kabbalists in the tent to take the 20 articles of Rabash and to start realizing them on the most practical level.
This basic structure, we know that there's no such thing as a basic structure unless we commit to one another with a basic structure. Meaning, if I set up a certain structure but I can't live up to it, but we decide together that we obligate me, then the ten obligates me, physically even. It's very important to keep this basic structure that we talked about. Beyond that, the disturbance by itself awakens the connection of the heart. When there's no choice and you have to turn to the ten, you're in a good place. But the ten should bring you to the right place.
Systematically, to go over each of the friends in the ten and to invest in the relations and your general attitude toward the ten, this is what I'm going to do, to demand of the friends and myself to keep the framework.
Practically, invest in the friends as much as you can. And the hope that what I did, what I connected, will come back to me when I did it.
As a part of those of that framework, we have to commit to each other to play excessively. I have this diary where I write down the different ideas that suddenly pop up. How can I awaken everyone? To give them an example of excessive importance in one way or another, so that it's good for each of us to have this kind of diary and realize it whenever possible.
Rav, what do you recommend? If we won't create real connection, war breaks out. What can we do then? If we will make the right connection between us, everything will happen in a good way. We'll mitigate the next step. Instead of a war, there'll be peace, connection, everything will fall into place. What should we do practically? If you have nothing practical to propose, don't say anything. If we won't do it today, tomorrow, we're finished.
Practically, to be sensitive to the friends. What do they need? How can I help in giving them the greatness of the goal, lending a hand? And when I'm needy, then I immediately turn to the friends and ask for help. And for it to be practical, we have to get together and talk about it, think about advice of how to do it. Eventually, we have to come to a prayer, common prayer. Practically is to meet,
as a 10 and discuss our next degree. Practically, for example, our 10 took it upon itself. We all have a role in the Congress on the third evening. We're behind Itarafeli. Whatever he does, we're with him. As a 10, we discuss our presence in the morning lesson. We discuss acting towards one another. And I think, to another degree, how all of us as a society join the preparation for the big Congress. We all participate and invite the people of Israel to this Congress. Its salvation is not just ours, but the whole people of Israel.
I'd also go in the direction of the big Congress. First of all, we have to explain to ourselves, why is Kabbalah relevant to our life and relevant to the life of every person? I think that after we understand this, why is it relevant and why is it the only thing that can really give us a solution in this situation, in this state, with our mind, our feelings, our everything, then we can go out and explain it to every person on the street. And then it's going to be the most realistic and simplest thing. And I think that this is where we should head. This is on the level of dissemination. And this will happen only if we believe that each of the friends here is the greatest of the generation that can disseminate this light. And this is only if we build real ties of love between us.
Practically, the light builds those things in us. And that's why we have to practically commit to one another in the attitude toward the morning lesson. Absolutely, from living on time, coming on time, a serious, mature attitude to the morning lesson, to the text, and as much as possible to practically, artificially even, introduce opportunities for receiving and forgiving the greatest of the Creator to one another during the day. Reminders, hold on to it. We have nothing else besides that. Also participation and dissemination, which is practical.
Tomorrow there's a war, so practically today we meet at 2 and we sign a covenant. We, first of all, how do we relate to the morning lessons? Let's start with that. We decide on that.
I'm very concerned by Rav's question, very perturbed by it. I have nothing to add except what you said. I don't know, other than a prayer, what we can do.
There are no external forces. Everything begins and ends in our connection. The scrutiny is, how do we connect? And I agree that we have to meet today at 2 and finally to make a covenant in our 10 and to ask of the Creator to help us do this covenant and to build a strong 10 that anyone can join.
As Rav recommended, we should leave it something written. Each one should see. For us, everything is also recorded, but we can do it in writing and go out with it to the week. See how can we deal with it when it's written before us?
In practice, it's to do everything that we have to do in preparation for the Congress and dissemination, all the tasks, and like the friend said, to commit in writing and to make sure that it's carried out.
After everything that was said, if war is breaking out, I think we would stay here and awaken the Israeli, the worldly, have create this Ramchal duty of prayer, so we don't have to go through it in the path of suffering, but through a path of mitigation, of connection. It would be in prayer all day.
I really agree. Probably this is a time.
Rav, is there anything anyone can advise to anyone?
I feel to simply set straight in the tens, the framework, dissemination, the roles, because 10 can lift anyone to understand where the hardships, what is possible, what's not, and then you can pray.
More?
It's possible to continue the Zoom meetings and also to have Ramchal duty in the tens and in the groups.
More?
We
gather for the afternoon lesson without you, decide about the fixed tens.
I'll be very happy about it. So you'll discuss it. Instead of the afternoon lesson?
We can come earlier, it's even harder, before the lesson, it doesn't cancel the lesson. Who can cancel a lesson? Why do we cancel lessons? If I die, I cancel a lesson.
Practically,
We did what we can. It's time to come out of Egypt. We did what we can do. There's everything that we'll say we already did in some form. I don't think that in history there was ever such a quantity of prayer, cry, plea to try and realize this.
No, he's a nice defender. If we could all speak like that, that'd be good. The man to the Creator. What do you want? We've done everything. Also good. A little chutzpah, a little insolence towards the upper force. Good.
I think that if we want to grab the friend before he falls, I think that we have to divide into pairs in the ten and to make sure that everyone will be responsible for his couple. Meaning even a daily short talk. What's with you? Where are you? You didn't come. Why didn't you come? How can I help you to come tomorrow? If you have a certain hardship that you can't talk to the tenth and the friend will feel it and pass it on.
So the first stage is to ensure that everyone will be present in the morning lesson. Yeah?
That no one has something inner of himself that prevents him from doing it, that he's stuck inside himself, because we all have this situation where it's hard for us to come to the tent to enter deeper in, but a personal talk can help.
I think the problem is that you don't feel in the morning lesson that this is a gathering of the ten. We need to give it a bit more of the characteristic of a yeshiva, of a gathering, our connection. That's what we come to. We don't come to the lesson to hear some wise words. We come to the lesson to connect more and more. This is the emphasis that we have to awaken. And that's what I'm coming for. And that's why anyone who misses that is a traitor.
In the tens, we can discuss how does everyone relate to the goal. Maybe if a person can't come every day, but he's willing to get help and he says, do what you want, I have to be with you.
Okay, Leo.
Regarding turning the lesson into a meeting of the ten, maybe make a longer preparation that...
Please, do this preparation. 15 minutes is enough. Do it, but don't just excerpt verses, but do it on the connection, the unity. This 15 minutes is enough for the time being in order to warm up, connect and enter the lesson and hold on together during the lesson, especially when our lesson starts with such things that are close to the heart. I'm happy you have your hands in the air, but we're late to the discussion. Who's doing this discussion?
Kodem ba'avata.